Time to find out what's doing around the Singleton LGA with General Manager Jason Linnane. How you doing, mate?
I'm going great, thank you, Bear. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Something huge landed on Thompson's Road last week.
Yeah, wow. What about this one? A real surprise. Something we're not normally prepared for. Yeah, before that rain, and I suppose over time, this really big rock. When I say really big rock, I'm talking about a really big rock. It's up to 20 tons in size.
Woo!
In weight, yeah, a really substantial piece of geography, and it slid down the hillside. It's landed on our road, at Thompson's Road, and Thompson's Road for the listeners is just outside of Bulga, off the Putty Road, and it had a real impact because there's 11 properties on the other side of where this rock's obstructed access. So our good staff jumped straight into response mode, and they contacted the property owners and. And made them aware of what we're doing. We've constructed a by road for the residents so they could start getting in and out of their properties.
That's massive. If you need a strong young fella to help you move it, I believe Mitch Barnett's free at the moment.
Oh, let's not go there. He was trialled in the social world of social media before he even got his chance to run his argument.
I don't know what his argument was going to be, but all right, we'll touch on that a little later.
That sound like a one-eyed supporters comment, that one.
Okay, and now we're not even speaking in metaphors here. You've been building a bridge.
Yeah, we have. We've been building a bridge just outside of Broke on Cessnock Road, heading back towards Cessnock. But it's a really important route because a lot of people who leave Cessnock and leave wine country and heading out to Broke Ford, which are heading out to the mines or heading west out to Dubbo and beyond, they use this road. And we had a really old structure there, and it was narrow. It caused issues. So we got some government money. It's a $1.5 million project. We got some money through the state government and also some money of ours as council, and we're putting this new structure in place. And it's going to be a much better structure. It's going to be better approaches. It's going to be wider. It's going to service better, I should say, in wet weather events. But unfortunately, since we put the by road in place, the road to the side of the structure, it hasn't stopped raining.
Yeah.
So we're to say a shout out to everybody out there who uses that road. It has been really inconvenient. I've been caught it myself. We know the frustrations. Bear with us, guys. There's not much we can do about the weather. Our contractors are doing a really good job. The piling's about to commence. We're hoping straight after that we can lay the deck and hoping for completion end of May.
All right. Looking forward to the red ribbon being cut on that. And finally, something interesting, really interesting, is happening at Robbins Park.
Yeah, this is really cool. As another example, when you employ really good people, you get really good outcomes. We're replacing an old playground up at Robbins Park, which is up around Kingston Close and Brown Close in Singleton. Our Parks and Gardens guys went above and beyond and done some research into the park and tried to understand the history of the site. And what they've worked out and what they've found is that Robbins Park was built for the families of the 3rd Battalion in the Vietnam War. As part of the design, same staff, completely unsolicited, with their own innovation, their own initiative. The design of this playground so it incorporates things like camouflage and the rubber. They're bringing in some sandstone blocks that can be used for seating, but also for 10 trenches for little soldiers. And something that's really impressive, something I think was just, oh, wow, this is how good this is our staff have been in contact with the Minister of Defence, and we've got approval to use the 3rd Battalion insignia, and that'll be moulded into the equipment. So
very nice.
A really good project to help create community and replace an old asset, but not forget the history and build that history into the future.
Very impressive work on behalf of the council and all your staff, as you said there. Now, mate, before I let you go, I want to know, your Knights are taking on the Sharks in the mystery game tomorrow evening. What do you like their chances?
Oh, geez, the Sharks were impressive last week, weren't they? And, geez, they're hard to beat at Shark Park at any point in time, and probably more so in the conditions they're probably going to have prevailing tomorrow night. So I'm not giving up. I think our performance on the weekend was terrific, all things considered.
Yes.
So we'll have to be at our best to be beating Sharks at Shark Park on a Thursday night.
Absolutely Friday true. Night. Absolutely on a Friday night, yes. I'm going to say the Knights were actually really impressive, even in the second half when they were a man down. So if they put up the same kind of fight in so many ways, I reckon they could take the Sharks.
Any supporter really wants to see their team give their best every week, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You accept from time to time it's a cycle. You can be at the top of the cycle, you can be at the bottom of the cycle, somewhere in between. As long as your players are giving their best and they're trying their hardest, I think most supporters are accommodating of that. And I think three rounds in as a Knights supporter, you couldn't suggest anything otherwise.
All right. Well, good luck this weekend, and we will speak again down the track.
I noticed you failed to mention Canberra getting home on the belt, but anyway, that's
never in doubt. It was never in doubt, mate.
Oh, never in doubt. 22-0, I think it might have been, my friend.
I was feeling a little nervous at that point, but things got better throughout that match. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, Bear. All the best to you and all the listeners.